From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, February 4th, 2020.
This Day in Maine is made possible by the Dempsey Center, making life better for people managing the impact of cancer. Locations in Lewiston and South Portland. DempseyCenter.org.
Maine Republican U.S. Senator Susan Collins says she will vote to acquit President Donald Trump of impeachment charges. Speaking from the Senate floor, Collins criticized the president's efforts to pressure the Ukrainian government to launch investigations into his political rival, former Vice President Joe Biden, and his son Hunter. But Collins says the House investigation was rushed and incomplete, and that she doesn't believe the House met its burden of showing that the president's conduct warrants immediate removal from office. Collins' impeachment vote has been scrutinized because she is considered a swing vote and it could affect her reelection chances. She's also under pressure from Trump supporters who view her suspiciously after she declared him unfit for office before he won the 2016 election. Trump lost Maine to Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton in 2016, but he made history by taking one electoral vote in Maine's 2nd congressional district. Maine's Republican Party is launching a people's veto campaign to overturn the law that expands the use of ranked choice voting to presidential elections. Party Executive Director Jason Savage says he is confident about getting the question on the ballot this November.
We have a very simple ballot question that just asks people if they want to repeal it. And there will also be organized opposition to ranked choice voting.
If the party gathers the signatures it needs to put the referendum on the fall ballot, it would suspend the law, which means ranked choice would not be used in the November presidential election. And a bill designed to prevent the Canadian energy company Hydro-Québec from spending on a campaign to rescue a controversial transmission line will be reviewed by the Maine legislature. Steve Missler has more.
The proposal by independent Representative Kent Ackley of Monmouth is aimed at preventing foreign influence in Maine ballot campaigns. It was prompted by a report by Maine Public Radio revealing that state and federal law prohibits foreign governments from contributing to candidates, but not to referenda campaigns. Last year, Hydro-Québec formed a ballot committee in anticipation of a referendum on the project known as the New England Clean Energy Connect. The Quebec government is the sole shareholder of the company, which would supply the power for the project. Ackley's bill was submitted after the deadline to review bills this session, but was approved by a 7-3 vote by the Legislative Council. It will now be drafted before being signed to a legislative committee for review. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
In weather tonight, clearing in most of the state with some snow showers continuing in the mountains and lows tonight in the high single digits to the mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and colder with highs in the mid-teens to mid-30s.
On the next Maine Calling, checking in with Diane Rehm. She may no longer be hosting her beloved National Public Radio program, but Diane is still going strong, interviewing powerful politicians, best-selling authors, and more. She's also written a new book, this one on the Right to Die movement. Diane Rehm joins us on Maine Calling, Wednesday live at 1 and rebroadcast at 8 on Maine Public Radio.
The opposing sides in Maine's upcoming vaccination referendum officially kicked off their campaigns today in Augusta. On March 3rd, Maine voters will be asked to overturn a new law that eliminates religious and philosophical exemptions for child vaccinations. As Patty White reports, the campaigns both for and against Question 1 say there is much more at stake than the fate of the new law.
The yes and no campaigns for Question 1 held back-to-back press conferences in packed rooms at the State House Tuesday morning. The yes campaign, which spearheaded the veto referendum, was first up. Co-chair Kara Sachs says Maine voters should repeal what she calls a draconian law that takes away the right to cite personal and religious reasons for exempting school-aged children, as well as employees of nursery schools and healthcare facilities, from mandatory vaccinations.
For the parents who will never sacrifice their parental rights. For the students who insist on their right to an education, for the people of faith who value their religious liberty, and for all Mainers who understand that we are in this together and that good public health policy should bring people together, not tear them apart.
Dr. Zach Mazzoni, a family physician in Bath who specializes in lifestyle medicine, says he objects to the new law because it would force him to essentially act as a policeman instead of a doctor who counsels patients on their medical choices.
After giving the patient the available information, I'm to respect and in as much as I can support their decision. This principle does not compel me to approve or to personally agree with the decisions that my patients choose for themselves. Rather, it's intended to ensure that I respect the will and choice of my patients.
Protecting personal freedom is a common thread in the arguments made by Yes on One supporters. Republican State Representative Heidi Sampson, who sits on the committee that heard public testimony on the vaccination bill, says the referendum is a fight against tyranny.
The law is nothing more than a massively grotesque governmental overreach masquerading as public health.
But opponents of Question 1, those who want to preserve Maine's new law, say it has everything to do with public health. The group is backed by dozens of healthcare organizations, including the Maine Medical Association, where family physician Dr. Amy Madden is president. She says childhood vaccination is one of the most critical public health initiatives of our time.
Advances in modern medicine have made vaccine-preventable illnesses like measles essentially a thing of the past. I say essentially because should we lose this community immunity, then we risk the reemergence and outbreaks of measles or other vaccine-preventable illnesses.
Pediatrician Dr. Laura Blaisdell, co-chair for No on One, says the state is already heading down that path. Last year's school immunization report for Maine found that several counties have dropped below the herd immunity target of 95%, and the vast majority of exemptions are non-medical. Blaisdell says the new law that makes it harder to opt out of vaccines is reasonable.
With the exception of clean water, there is no single preventative health intervention more safe and effective than immunizations. The benefits extend beyond prevention of disease. Vaccines protect our neighbors, allow for safe schools, enable safe travel, extend life expectancy, save millions of lives, and trillions of healthcare dollars.
The two groups did trade barbs. Blaisdell says the Yes campaign uses deception and half-truths to scare Mainers, and she rejected its claim that her group is in the hands of big pharmaceutical companies.
Maine Families for Vaccines is a group of concerned parents, educated physicians, and a coalition of nearly 50 Maine-based organizations who are all saying this referendum is dangerous and it puts kids' lives at risk.
The campaigns have a little less than a month until voters will decide the issue on March 3rd, the same day as Maine's Democratic presidential primary. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. I'm Nora Flaherty.